This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh my goodness, welcome to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it, and there is a lot to know. My goodness, I keep going through the papers and magazines and so much more, and there's so much to do here in the Twin Cities as well as the state of Minnesota. So welcome to Center Stage. By the way, I'm doing a concert. I just got to have to mention that. I'm doing a concert tomorrow night for Martin Luther King Day, and I'm excited. It starts at 7 p.m., and it's at the Dakota. And of course, my brother Billy Steele will be on keyboard and so many others. I'm so excited about it. I just keep smiling, and a lot of new songs I've never sung before, which I'm having a great time with that. And I want to say thank you so much to Bethel Lutheran Church in Hudson, Wisconsin, who had me come and sing at two services today, and it was absolutely lovely. All right, let's get to our guest. Our first guest tonight is the Reverend William Pierce. The Sound of Gospel is the name of the show, and it returns to the stage for Black History Month concert at the North Central University. He joins us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline.
Geraldine, we're going to have a switch up. I tried to contact the Reverend. He said he's not available for about 10 minutes, so we're going to switch it up and do your 9:20 interview now.
All right. Do we have Richard Hitchler? Do we have him now?
I'm getting him right now.
All right, we're going to take a little break, everyone. Just pause for a moment and bring our next guest on. His name is Richard Hitchler. He is the founder of Theater 55s. It's their fifth season, and they're opening with the show called Rent at the Gremlin Theater. Woo! You should see what they're doing, you guys. They're doing great work. I'm very, very proud of Richard, and I don't mean to sound condescending, but my goodness, it's impressive what they're doing. All right, we have him on with us now. Hello, Richard Hitchler. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Geraldine, how are you?
I'm doing well, man. Theater 55's fifth season already?
Yes. Wow. I can barely believe it. I know.
And you chose Rent this year, Rent at the Gremlin Theater. I love that little theater. And to choose Rent, you really do make sure that those that are involved in this theater called Theater 55, you have to be 55 years and older. Am I correct?
That is correct. Yes.
Right. It amazes me. They will go for whatever it is. They just love theater that much. So tell us all about this event coming up. When does it open and when does it close?
Well, we have a short run. It opens on February 3rd and closes the 11th of February. So we're running the first weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then we're running Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evening. So we are really excited about it. And yeah, everybody who's involved is loving it. We have a cast of 20 actors who are all over the age of 55. They're between 55 and 75 years old. And we have four band members, three of whom are over the age of 55. So that's great, too.
And they're singing these big songs like Seasons of Love and so much more. I mean, Rent is known for his music, right?
It is. It's wall-to-wall music. There's about a dozen lines or so in it that are not music. But otherwise, it is wall-to-wall music for 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Right, and this rock opera musical is based loosely on Puccini's opera La Boheme, and I had a chance to see that in Los Angeles before I saw Rent, and I went, oh my God, it is just like Rent. So I'm just really excited you're doing this. What is your favorite thing about this cast and doing this particular piece? Because Rent is not an easy piece to do.
It's not easy at all, but what I really love about it is that the themes that exist in it, loss of love, the idea of, you know, coming out of a pandemic or living through a pandemic, all of these issues are really, really relatable to particularly the 55 plus age group. And what's interesting is that, you know, whether it's 1886 with La Boheme or 1996 with Rent or 2023 with Theater 55, we're seeing it still. All of these issues, affordable housing, rental increases, places to live, homelessness, about, you know, we've had so many relatable instances in here, people who have to live 45 minutes outside of the Twin Cities in order to afford a place to live, you know, people who are who are facing the loss of loved ones. It's just the themes are so beautiful within it and so much more meaningful when you're at a particular age. You know,
right.
We've all seen this. It's so different when you're in your 20s and you're facing some of these issues. You always seem to have things where or places where you can fall back on. But when you're 55 to 75 years old, you might not have that fallback. You know, you can't fall back on parents. You can't fall back on certain things that you might have been able to when you were younger. But here, it's just so much power when you're watching and listening to the folks this age performing these parts and
right.
singing these songs. It's just so much power.
Well, here's what's impressive for me is that not only did you found this Theater 55, but you are really getting more and more people coming saying, look, we love the shows, or yes, I want to join. So how many actors do you have in this particular piece?
This one, we have 20 actors, and it's pretty incredible. And we're right now, last summer, we did Jesus Christ Superstar outside at Capone Art Park. And we had, 400 to 500 people every night come to that performance. Now we're in a space that only has 140 seats, and we're already seeing, as of today, we know that the Sunday matinee is already sold out. And, so I'm hoping people rush out and get their tickets quick, because with 140 seats each night, there's not a lot of seating, so I'm hopeful that, and we can't extend it, so I'm hoping people get their tickets today, so they don't.
And tell us how much those tickets are.
They are $25 a piece is the price. It's general admission. They can get them through theater55.org, and you can also offset the cost of. We have a few tickets that are $10 tickets, mm-hmm. And if you're able to. We have $40 ticket option, which helps offset the $10 ticket price for those who cannot afford to come or cannot afford to spend the $25. So we're kind of making it as equitable as possible for those who would like to attend. We're a small theater, so we really count on ticket sales and people coming in the door.
Are you a nonprofit?
We are. We are a nonprofit.
So people are allowed to donate, of course. Can they donate on your website?
They can. They can donate right on our website. They'll see a place and option for that as well. And, we appreciate donations, that's for sure. And, they can do that throughout the year. They don't have to do it just when we're doing a show. And even at the shows, when people come, we've had people who have been very generous when they come and see what we do and realize what we're doing and want to be part of it. So we do get a lot of good donations, and people are very generous in the Twin Cities, I think. And that's what's lovely about our community here, is it's just very giving and understanding about, the fact that we want to have theater here in town. We want to have great music here in town. We want to
for everyone.
We want to see stuff for everybody. Absolutely.
For everyone. Absolutely. Okay, so now the tickets are available at theater55.org. However, it is spelled with a T-R-E at the end. Theater, so T-R-E, 55.org. Yeah, I want to make sure people get that right so they can get their tickets. Also, can they get tickets at the door? Do you have a rush offer for those that want to come?
We don't. No. In fact, we're really encouraging people to buy tickets in advance just to make sure that they can get in. So we're really encouraging people to buy in advance. But we don't have a rush line, but we would have, if there is availability, if there are seats available, we would sell them at the door as well.
Wow. Congratulations. Is there anything else you want us to know before this starts? And people can start on February 3rd at 7 p.m., Saturday, February 4th, 7 p.m., Sunday, February 5th, 3 p.m. is the show, Wednesday, February 8th at 7 p.m. And it goes all the way through with 7 p.m. except for that one Sunday, and that's February 5th. The show is at 3 p.m. You do not want to miss out on this. And come and see these incredible actors who haven't acted in a long time, or maybe they never did, but the passion is just palpable, right? I mean, they just love it. Love being on the stage. You're doing a great job, and I can't wait to see all that is coming up in your life and the life of those that you are really pouring into when it comes to acting. Well done, Richard. Well done.
Thank you so much, Geraldine.
You take care of yourself, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have a good night. Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.
All right, Jonathan, do we have our first guest that is now our second guest? Is he joining us yet? We're going to take a break, and then we'll find out. We'll be back in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
more. Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
My goodness, it is 9:29. I'm sorry. Let's make that 9:21 here at WCCO. And I'm excited about this show that I'm going to talk about. It's called The Sounds of Gospel. It returns to the stage for Black History Month concert at North Central University. And it is an all-star musical lineup, and it brings anthology to life, depicting the richness of gospel music from yesteryear to today. And Jonathan, I'm just curious. You know how much I love gospel music. It is definitely a part of our family. And I'm wondering, do you listen to gospel music?
I don't. I have a couple of Kirk Franklin albums. That's the closest to gospel that I have.
I'm proud of you. Yeah.
But
that's awesome.
I don't listen to it on a consistent basis.
I love gospel music. You hear some gospel music like Kirk Franklin. People don't know it's gospel music. It has a great message, but it doesn't talk about God or Jesus sometimes. And people go, well, that's not gospel music. But yeah, it is. So some people really want to know, what is gospel music? Well, this all-star musical lineup is going to be amazing. And it's the gospel music from yesteryear to today. And I want to know what it is. So I don't think we have our guests on. So I'm going to let you guys know what it's all about. The Sounds of the Gospel, an anthology depicting the rich history and evolution of gospel music, produced by well-known playwright, producer, director William Pierce of Second Chance Outreach, and directed by Academy Award nominated vocalist, actor, and playwright Javita Steele of the Gospel Steele, the gospel singing family, the Steeles. The musical chronicles the history of the genre. And I tell you, the first time they did this, Jonathan, it was so fabulous. I think it was 2019 because COVID hadn't hit yet, if I'm not mistaken. And it was a blast. I mean, an absolute blast. My sister did a fantastic job. It was sold out at Bethel University. And if you want to know who this is all about or who's coming to this, well, the concert is sponsored, again, by Second Chance Outreach, and they're bringing it to the stage, an all-star lineup to top-rated gospel music industry talent, including Tanya Hughes Kendrick. If you don't know who she is, look her up. This child can sing her face off. I think she only has her nose on her face now because her face is gone. She can truly, truly sing. You will feel it. Also, Kernisha Garman, who used to live in Indiana, she is now living here in the great state of Minnesota. She has an album that is smoking and wonderful. And oh my goodness, just wait till you get to hear her sing. Then there's Jeff Jones. Now, Jeff Jones, I've known him. He's with the Sounds of Blackness, and he and several others have done concerts together. Jeff, way to go, dude. So excited to see you in this piece. J. Michelle Caldwell, who moved out of Minnesota, came back, moved out, came back, moved out, came back. We ought to make a song out of that, Jonathan. Fred Steele, my brother Fred is going to be, I'm sorry, Fred Steele Jr., my brother Fred's oldest son, is going to be in the piece. He was in the first one. And Jediah Steele is also going to be it. That's Fred's granddaughter. Jackson Hurst. If you don't know who Jackson Hurst is, oh my gosh, amazing. Angel Woods is another one. And then there's someone called Lasanis Shelby. I don't know that name. I'm not quite sure who that person is. But believe me, if you go on February 4th, 7 p.m., or Sunday, February 5th, 3 p.m., you will not regret it. Now, this is all happening at North Central University. The address is 1400, that's 1400 Elliott Avenue South in Minneapolis, 55404. Again, it's called North Central University, 1400 Elliott Avenue South in Minneapolis. And then the organizers say that Black History Month is a pivotal time to focus attention on often overlooked contributions by African Americans to America and its cultural landscape, and to explore the evolution and richness of gospel music. The story will come to life through dance, drama, instrumental, and vocal music. Producer William Pierce, who we were not able to have on tonight, he says that the audience will experience the rhythm from the shores of Africa, the moans and cries of slave work songs, the melodic sounds and tones of what we know as the Dr. Watts hymn, I love the Lord, that sort of thing, right? And then he continues by saying they'll hear the harmonies of quartets, learn choir origins, the upbeat sounds of what we refer to as praise and worship teams, and today's contemporary gospel. Now, I'm going to tell you now, for the contemporary gospel thing, sometimes you don't know if you need to get out and shake your bamba or if you want to shout and holler and praise God. It's really something. The different genres or different ways that they bring out gospel music. But contemporary gospel is what's really big right now. Now, if you would like to attend, the ticket prices are $35 to $15, including student rate and available online at tix.com. That's TIX.com. Or you can call Second Chance Outreach at 952-567-3986. Had a chance to go, you guys, and it was just amazing the last time. And here's what we need to know is that this is all happening again on just two nights, February 4th at 7 p.m. and in the afternoon on Sunday, February 5th at 3 p.m. Don't miss it. Again, it's called The Sounds of Gospel. They are returning to the stage for Black History Month concert at North Central University. Be there. You will be just thrilled that you went. Bring your family, bring your friends,
now,
and have a great time.
Now, I'll ask this question with your history, singing, and knowing gospel music.
Mm-hmm.
The type of concerts that you would get, you'll get gospel concerts, I'd say on average a couple times a year, usually a day like tomorrow with Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and then Easter, and maybe somewhere sprinkled into February, which is known as Black History Month.
Right.
Would you say that the concerts that you get on Martin Luther King Day and in Black History Month would differ a little bit from the ones you would get on Easter based on the storytelling and the fact that you're adding dance to it? Are they different ones?
Oh, you're absolutely correct. First of all, Easter is in itself well known. Many people observe it. It makes sense, right? So most denominations know about that when it comes to Christians. When it comes to the type of gospel that they have today, the young people love it because they feel like dancing to it. I actually went to a place one time, it was a club, and they were playing gospel music and people were dancing to it. Now, they weren't out of control. They weren't showing off the prunkapones and all of that, as my mother calls it. But yes, the music is completely different between the two. Completely different. And that's the beauty of gospel music. It gets to spread itself all over the world. I remember that song, I Know My Redeemer Lives, and her name is Mullen. Her last name is Mullen. And she wrote that song and it became a gigantic hit. I mean, gospel now is moving in and out of all circles. It is quite remarkable. So I hope people will come, and don't expect folks to be down and sad. It's not like that at all. It is a blast. You will laugh. You will cry. You will get up and go, I know that's right. I mean, it's just, you should come. You really should come, Jonathan, because I know you've never seen anything like this before. Okay, we gotta go to break. We'll be back. It is now 9:34 here at WCCO, and as we continue with Center Stage, I'm excited to introduce to some of you Rhythmically Speaking Dance. Now, who are they? They are a Twin Cities-based nonprofit dance organization with a mission to spark vibrancy and connectedness through performance and outreach work inspired by jazz and American social dance ideas. Now, they are having a big show coming up. It's called Radio Body. This happens on February 10th and February 11th at the Amsterdam Bar and Hall in St. Paul. And of course, it's shaping up to be a wicked multidisciplinary ride, sure to thrill Radiohead, jazz music, dance lovers alike. So it cast a pretty specific yet wide net in terms of to whom it might appeal within your audience. I gotta know more. Aaron Leibhard is the artistic and executive director of Rhythmically Speaking Dance, and she's joining us tonight on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. How are you, Aaron?
Hi, Gerilyn. Thanks for having me on tonight. I'm doing great, and I'm excited to talk about the show.
Well, look, I am so excited. I haven't talked to you since you guys came on the show I was doing downtown, and I was really happy about that. And
yeah.
You guys did a great job. You remember that? So you got
to
tell
course.
Me all
we were
about
so
this.
To have to be there.
Yeah, it was really fun. Radio Body. Tell me all about it.
Yeah, well, as you said, we are a dance company that explores jazz, and we love to work with live music whenever possible. So for this collaboration, we're working with a quartet of four amazing local jazz musicians. Mike Lauer is the one who's arranged the Radiohead songs that we'll be dancing to. So him and I selected one song from each of Radiohead's major album releases to create a jazz rendition out of. So he created the arrangements of these songs that will be performed within sort of the chronological order that they were released, but done in a jazz way, performed live by this quartet that he's put together, danced by my company. There'll be projection design and also dance film work. So lots to look at.
Wow, that's really interesting. I don't know how you came up with this idea called Radiohead, but that automatically puts a few songs in my head when you say Radiohead. But you are really offering a whole lot of different types of genres when it comes to this particular piece. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, I guess I'll dig a little more into why we decided to, and I can talk a little bit more about the multidisciplinariness as well. But I guess what specifically got me going, I think a lot of people who are Radiohead fans might go, huh, you're a jazz company. Why Radiohead? Because they're alternative electronica, you know, you wouldn't immediately think jazz. But a lot of jazz musicians cover Radiohead songs. And they've always been my favorite band, even though I'm a huge jazz music fan, and I've kind of wondered why. So as I started digging into this, I've gone, oh, there's a reason why jazz musicians cover their music and why they create their own renditions of this music. There's a lot of complex multi-layered rhythms, unique harmonies, sort of long-form jam and improvisations. So there's a lot of things that are sort of conducive to jazz styling within the music that make them interesting to do in a jazz way. So that's what got me thinking about doing this. And we're excited to bring it to stage because we originally intended to do the show in February 2021, but pivoted to do dance films instead that we shot outside. So those films will be included in the show as well.
Oh, that's very cool. Okay, so when people now are hearing that you are going full ahead to get this done, what will you say will be the thing that will surprise the audience? Because this is something that you guys do. You like surprising people.
Yeah, I think what might be surprising for longtime followers of our work is we haven't really ever done anything this multidisciplinary with dance film, with live music, with projection designs and dance and interesting costuming. There's a lot going on. This isn't usually we're really focused on the movement and the music and those two elements being more than enough to create beautiful art. But we're kind of branching off into new territory using a lot of different disciplines within one show. And we're hoping that this will also maybe bring out people who are new to us as well, between, you know, people who are interested in Radiohead, people who are interested in live jazz, and people who are interested in dance.
I love the idea of the combination. Well done. And I'm curious to know about the costumes. Who is the designer?
Well, that's me. As a small nonprofit dance company, you know, one has to wear many hats. And
that's right.
I guess I specifically bring up costumes because we don't usually have, like, I'll say that with my own work, I don't often have the work driven by costuming, but we wear fur vests, and a lot of the choreography is actually built around these fur vests and sort of the feeling of being a human animal. You know, we're all creatures in our own right, and there's a lot about winter that can bring that out in us, you know, in terms of hibernation or bracing for the cold. And so there's sort of that layer to this as well, and we definitely chose to do this show in winter because there's a lot of that sort of feeling within the work. So the costumes are not only a visual element, they also sort of become a prop in a way that we move.
Yeah, the last time I saw you guys, I remember that you didn't have as much diversity as I expected. And I'm just curious to know that now it's been a few years. Can you tell me how you've changed or what type of changes have been implemented since then?
We definitely feel, you know, here we're looking into tomorrow, into Martin Luther King Day, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And, you know, as a company that works in jazz dance, it's important to us to celebrate and highlight that we work within a dance form that has African diasporic roots and American branches. So we've made a lot of effort to, when we hire guest choreographers, we're really looking to support artists of color. We have several dancers within our group now that are artists of color. We take 1% of our profits and donate them to the International Association of Blacks in Dance, reparations for the way that we use this form and the way that we engage with this form. So we definitely take our existence within jazz and its relationship to anti-racism and thinking about those elements of how we operate within society. Seriously. Yeah.
I have to tell you, I'm excited about one of the values that's listed on your website. It says joy, an important human emotion we feel is far too underrated in capital A art. Let me tell you, I feel the same way. I have joy on my Facebook page, right? So that is just so cool. I'm so grateful to read that. And you guys are moving up and forward. So is this for children, this big show?
I wouldn't say that this is necessarily geared toward children or families, but it definitely is appropriate for them.
Okay.
Not in the same way that our chill material. So the last time I engaged with you on the show, we were doing a Charlie Brown Christmas show, and that was definitely sort of like, hey, families, bring your kids. That said,
right.
This show is totally appropriate for people who would want to expose their kids to multidisciplinary work. And I think, yeah, I really appreciate you highlighting, you know, taking a peek at what our values are and highlighting this idea of joy. The value above that is playfulness. And I wrote, not just for kids. I think every human, no matter their age, deserves to engage in playfulness. And, for us, that comes in the form of improvising and making connective art in the moment, that stems from joy with music. So I think whether a show is, you know, quote unquote for kids or not, most of our work is sort of appropriate for and available to them if they choose to be there with their families.
Well, I think they will choose to be there. This is exciting. I'm glad you guys are back and that you're doing this. You are working hard, and I do hope that you will have and that you do have the support that you need to make sure that this comes off really well and that you have the help that you need to get past the other stuff that we know more about. So congratulations on getting this done. And I hope that people will show up in droves. Now, how much are the tickets?
Tickets are $20 in advance and $24 at the door. And as we like to say, those ticket prices are just a portion of what makes this happen. Behind the scenes, we're applying for grants and, you know, garnering individual donations. And, you know, these things are a multi-tiered effort. So $20 in advance, $24 at the door is hopefully feels like a reasonable price. But we also have a pay-as-you-are option.
Nice.
So that's on Saturday at 2 o'clock. So our three shows are Friday and Saturday, the 10th and 11th of February at 7:30 at Amsterdam. in downtown St. Paul. And then the 2 o'clock show on Saturday is pay as you are, which means come and pay whatever makes sense for you. If that's less than the listed ticket price, excellent. If it's more than that, great. You'll help offset the cost of someone else's ticket.
Congratulations to you, Aaron.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
It is now 9:34 here at WCCO, and as we continue with Center Stage, I'm excited to introduce to some of you Rhythmically Speaking Dance. Now, who are they? They are a Twin Cities-based nonprofit dance organization with a mission to spark vibrancy and connectedness through performance and outreach work inspired by jazz and American social dance ideas. Now, they are having a big show coming up. It's called Radio Body. This happens on February 10th and February 11th at the Amsterdam Bar and Hall in St. Paul. And of course, it's shaping up to be a wicked multidisciplinary ride, sure to thrill Radiohead, jazz music, dance lovers alike. So it cast a pretty specific yet wide net in terms of to whom it might appeal within your audience. Ah, I gotta know more. Aaron Leibhard is the artistic and executive director of Rhythmically Speaking Dance, and she's joining us tonight on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. How are you, Aaron?
Hi, Geraldine. Thanks for having me on tonight. I'm doing great, and I'm excited to talk about the show.
Well, look, I am so excited. I haven't talked to you since you guys came on the show I was doing downtown, and I was really happy about that.
Yeah.
And you guys did a great job. You remember that? So you got
to
tell me all
about
this.
To be there.
Yeah, it was really fun. Radio Body, tell me all about it.
Yeah, well, as you said, we are a dance company that explores jazz, and we love to work with live music whenever possible. So for this collaboration, we're working with a quartet of four amazing local jazz musicians. Mike Lauer is the one who's arranged the Radiohead songs that we'll be dancing to. So him and I selected one song from each of Radiohead's major album releases to create a jazz rendition out of. So he created the arrangements of these songs that will be performed within sort of the chronological order that they were released, but done in a jazz way, performed live by this quartet that he's put together, danced by my company. There'll be projection design and also dance film work. So lots to look at.
Wow, that's really interesting. I don't know how you came up with this idea called Radiohead, but that automatically puts a few songs in my head when you say Radiohead. But you are really offering a whole lot of different types of genres when it comes to this particular piece. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, I guess I'll dig a little more into why we decided to, and I can talk a little bit more about the multidisciplinariness as well. But I guess what specifically got me going, I think a lot of people who are Radiohead fans might go, huh, you're a jazz company. Why Radiohead? Because they're alternative electronica, you know, you wouldn't immediately think jazz. But a lot of jazz musicians cover Radiohead songs, and they've always been my favorite band, even though I'm a huge jazz music fan, and I've kind of wondered why. So as I started digging into this, I've gone, oh, there's a reason why jazz musicians cover their music and why they create their own renditions of this music. There's a lot of complex multi-layered rhythms, unique harmonies, sort of long-form jam and improvisations. So there's a lot of things that are sort of conducive to jazz styling within the music that make them interesting to do in a jazz way. So that's what got me thinking about doing this. And we're excited to bring it to stage because we originally intended to do the show in February 2021, but pivoted to do dance films instead that we shot outside. So those films will be included in the show as well.
Oh, that's very cool. Okay, so when people now are hearing that you are going full ahead to get this done, what will you say will be the thing that will surprise the audience? Because this is something that you guys do. You like surprising people.
Yeah, I think what might be surprising for longtime followers of our work is we haven't really ever done anything this multidisciplinary with dance film, with live music, with projection designs and dance and interesting costuming. There's a lot going on. This isn't usually we're really focused on the movement and the music and those two elements being more than enough to create beautiful art. But we're kind of branching off into new territory using a lot of different disciplines within one show. And we're hoping that this will also maybe bring out people who are new to us as well, between, you know, people who are interested in Radiohead, people who are interested in live jazz, and people who are interested in dance.
I love the idea of the combination. Well done. And I'm curious to know about the costumes. Who is the designer?
Well, that's me. Nonprofit dance company, one has to wear many hats. And
that's right.
I guess I specifically bring up costumes because we don't usually have I'll say that with my own work, I don't often have the work driven by costuming, but we wear fur vests, and a lot of the choreography is actually built around these fur vests and sort of the feeling of being a human animal. You know, we're all creatures in our own right, and there's a lot about winter that can bring that out in us, you know, in terms of hibernation or bracing for the cold. And so there's sort of that layer to this as well, and we definitely chose to do this show in winter because there's a lot of that sort of feeling within the work. So the costumes are not only a visual element, they also sort of become a prop in a way that we move.
Yeah, the last time I saw you guys, I remember that you didn't have as much diversity as I expected. And I'm just curious to know that now it's been a few years. Can you tell me how you've changed or what type of changes have been implemented since then?
We definitely feel, you know, here we're looking into tomorrow, into Martin Luther King Day, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And, you know, as a company that works in jazz dance, it's important to us to celebrate and highlight that We work within a dance form that has African diasporic roots and American branches. So we've made a lot of effort to, when we hire guest choreographers, we're really looking to support artists of color. We have several dancers within our group now that are artists of color. We take 1% of our profits and donate them to the International Association of Blacks in Dance. Reparations for the way that we use this form and the way that we engage with this form. So we definitely take our existence within jazz and its relationship to anti-racism and in thinking about those elements of how we operate within society. Seriously. Yeah.
I have to tell you, I'm excited about one of the values that's listed on your website. It says joy, an important human emotion we feel is far too underrated in capital A art. Let me tell you, I feel the same way. I have joy on my Facebook page, right? So that is just so cool. I'm so grateful to read that. And you guys are moving up and forward. So is this for children, this this big show?
I wouldn't say that this is necessarily geared toward children or families, but it definitely is appropriate for them.
Okay.
Not in the same way that our chill material. So the last time I engaged with you on the show, we were doing a Charlie Brown Christmas show, and that was definitely sort of like, hey, families, bring your kids. That said, right. This show is totally appropriate for people who would want to expose their kids to multidisciplinary work. And I think, yeah, I really appreciate you highlighting, taking a peek at what our values are and highlighting this idea of joy. The value above that is playfulness. And I wrote, not just for kids. I think every human, no matter their age, deserves to engage in playfulness. And for us, that comes in the form of improvising and making connective art in the moment that stems from joy with music. So I think whether a show is, quote unquote, for kids or not, most of our work is sort of appropriate for and available to them if they choose to be there with their family.
Well, I think they will choose to be there. This is exciting. I'm glad you guys are back and that you're doing this. You are working hard, and I do hope that you will have and that you do have the support that you need to make sure that this comes off really well and that you have the help that you need to get past the other stuff that we know more about. So congratulations on getting this done. And I hope that people will show up in droves. Now, how much are the tickets?
Tickets are $20 in advance and $24 at the door. And as we like to say, those ticket prices are just a portion of what makes this happen. Behind the scenes, we're applying for grants and, garnering individual donations. And, these things are a multi-tiered effort. So $20 in advance, $24 at the door is hopefully feels like a reasonable price. But we also have a pay-as-you-are option.
Nice.
So that's on Saturday at 2 o'clock. So our three shows are Friday and Saturday, the 10th and 11th of February at 7:30 at Amsterdam in downtown St. Paul. And then the 2 o'clock show on Saturday is pay as you are, which means come and pay whatever makes sense for you. If that's less than the listed ticket price, excellent. If it's more than that, great. You'll help offset the cost of someone else's ticket.
Congratulations to you, Erin. It's called Radio Body. Everybody get out and see it if you can. Thank you. And I hope to have you on again soon.
Thanks for having me, Gerlyn.
Good night, Erin. All right, everyone. We have one more guest tonight, and that is coming up. Stay tuned. I love it already. Welcome back, everyone, to Center Stage. I'm your host, Gerlyn Steele, tonight. And, of course, this is the music of someone named Scott Allen. I don't think I've met him before, but he has a brand new album, and it's called Before My Own Grown Eyes. And that was one of the songs you just heard. And he is performing an album release that's coming up at the Ice House in Minneapolis on Friday, January 20th. That's just around the corner. And this album will be a surprise, he says, for all of us. Scott Allen, welcome to WCCO Radio.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I like that song. I'm a pop girl, so I really like that song.
I'm a pop guy, too, so we're in the same place. That's great.
So how did this come to be?
How did it come to be? I guess, I'd been writing songs in my spare time for years. I was a little bit too shy to bring them into the public eye. And, you know, once we were in lockdown, I really, you know, kind of sat down and I bared down into a bunch of songs. And then I called my friend Noah Levy, who just, you know, had put up a recording studio.
Yeah, Noah's
And I
great.
Said, hey, Noah Levy, hey, you know, how about some non-judgmental drum tracks for my demos? And he put some drums down and he said, hey, Scott, I think you got something here. These are cool songs. So I called up an old friend, Patrick Tanner, who's a really, really awesome producer in town. And he liked my demos. We got to work on it, and the two of us worked really, really well together. And we came up with something we really, really liked. I'm really excited about what we did. Kind of surprised me a little bit, but there it is. Seems to be getting legs, and so yeah.
You know, you're a latecomer, but you're making it happen. I mean, as soon as I heard that song, it reminded me of all kind of bands and the type of song that you wrote. But tell me, why is it entitled My Own Grown Eyes?
It, you know, well, it's also the title of the track you were playing on the lead up. I am, like you said, I'm a latecomer, and I think that the songs come from the perspective of a guy who's kind of seen some stuff, made some mistakes, and the record is mainly centered around, gratitude and humility. That's what I've learned at this stage in my life. You know, you're younger, you've got a little bit of an ego, you get your feelings hurt, you know, you're on the road all the time. You get a little older and you figure some things out, and I guess that's kind of the theme of my album. You know, plus I've got two sweet baby grandchildren, Bryn and Marco, and they are my inspiration. And they're also on there. You know, a picture of Brynny kissing him on the head is on the cover of my record. And so my family has inspired me. I'm watching them. You know, my daughters are the same age I was when I was out touring on the road with Trip Shakespeare and stuff like that.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Well, and that's part of it. The other side of my coming, I guess, a latecomer as a guy putting out a record, but I spent the last 25 years as a front of house sound guy in town too. So I got to work with so many great bands, and I think, I don't know, for my songwriting, I think that some of my favorites just maybe rubbed off on me a little bit.
And there's nothing wrong with that, sir. Nothing wrong with that. By the way, I want to compliment you on your musicians. You have yourself, of course, vocals, bass, baritone, guitar. You have Andra Suki. Woo, that girl can sing. As backing vocals. I hope you give her a solo, man. She can really sing. Doug Christensen on percussion. And David Feely on banjo and mandolin. He is a beast. And I'm talking about the best. He's so awesome. Oh. So well done. Well done.
Oh, David Feely is an up-and-comer. He's a friend of mine.
He's not an up-and-comer. He up and came.
That's right. He's there, and he's not even 30 years old yet. He has got he's got a whole career ahead of him, and people were surprised. I didn't know he played banjo and mandolin. I'm like, well, he also plays trumpet, and he'll run circles around you on lead guitar. So if you have
lead guitar, man.
Woo.
Hey, this album is 47 minute CD, and it starts with a rockin' fluid beat on The Finest Hour. Tell me what that song is about.
That was after my second Pfizer vaccine last two summers ago. Mm-hmm. I was united with my grandchildren. I hadn't got to touch them for a full year, you know. And it was the end of COVID lockdown, and the song kind of, it's about my first week with them sitting on the floor playing Legos, and it was the finest hour. It was the greatest moment of my life to hug my grandson for the first time. He was 7 months old. Yeah. We took it real careful with the COVID guidelines and everything, and it inspired the song, you know, and several others. So
One more question. You say that the best song on the album is Family Christmas Night Fight. Please explain.
There was another reviewer that had said that that was his favorite song. that is a title. It's just kind of it's three small stories. It is, it's an attention grabber. The title is an attention grabber, and it's like holiday season. You get all the family together. They've got all political persuasions, all different personalities, all different, in some cases, level of alcoholism, whatever have you, and everybody gets together and, you know, is family that one day out of the year, and then, you know, trouble ensues, and it's kind of a storyboard song like that.
Well, it sounds like you like to have fun with the titles of your songs. I'm looking at your title list, and I just want to say we need to let people know that this is happening. Your album release show is happening at the Ice House in Minneapolis. The address is 2528 Nicollet Avenue in Minneapolis. This is happening on Friday, January 20th, with special guest Patrick Tanner, and of course I need to know what time you begin.
Patrick Tanner, he's the one who produced the album and played a lot of the instruments on it. He's going on at 8 o'clock, and we go up at 9 o'clock sharp.
Well, congratulations on this, man. I need to listen to these songs. Scott Allen, I've never met you before, but I sure am glad that you joined us tonight. Thank you so much.
I really
much.
Appreciate you having me on.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Right.
Everyone, I just need to say that when it comes to Center Stage, the reason why it's so important to me and others, including yourselves, many of those that are listening, is that it really does give us a chance to continue to remember how gifted, how blessed we are in the great state of Minnesota. There are so many artists. I'm still trying to find some painters that are doing great things. There are people out there painting and sculpting and doing so much more. It doesn't always have to be about music, although that's my thing. So I do hope that you will stick and stay with us for Center Stage every Sunday night. And just know that it really means so much to me that you are here with us. Again, the name of that album is Before My Own Grown Eyes. Coming up next is the Mom and Michael Hour. And yes, Michael will actually be on with us tonight. He's been so incredibly busy. And then with all of that weather, yikes. All right, we'll be back. I love it already. Welcome back, everyone, to Center Stage. I'm your host, Geraldine Steele, tonight. And, of course, this is the music of someone named Scott Allen. I don't think I've met him before, but he has a brand new album, and it's called Before My Own Grown Eyes. And that was one of the songs you just heard. And he is performing an album release that's coming up at the Ice House in Minneapolis on Friday, January 20th. That's just around the corner. And this album will be a surprise, he says, for all of us. Scott Allen, welcome to WCCO Radio.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I like that song. I'm a pop girl, so I really like that song.
I'm a pop guy, too, so we're in the same place. That's great.
So how did this come to be?
You know, how did it come to be? I guess, you know, I've been writing songs in my spare time for years. I was a little bit too shy to bring them into the public eye. And, you know, once we were in lockdown, I really, you know, kind of sat down and I bared down into a bunch of songs. And then I called my friend Noah Levy, who just, you know, had put up a recording studio.
Yeah, Noah's
And I
great.
Said, hey, Noah Levy, hey, you know, how about some non-judgmental drum tracks for my demos? And he put some drums down and he said, hey, Scott, I think you got something here. These are cool songs. So I called up an old friend, Patrick Tanner, who's a really, really awesome producer in town. And he liked my demos. We got to work on it, and the two of us worked really, really well together. And we came up with something we really, really liked. I'm really excited about what we did. Kind of surprised me a little bit, but there it is. Seems to be getting legs, and so, yeah.
You know, you're a latecomer, but you're making it happen. I mean, as soon as I heard that song, it reminded me of all kind of bands and the type of song that you wrote. But tell me, why is it entitled My Own Grown Eyes?
It's also the title of the track you were playing on the lead up. I am, like you said, I'm a latecomer, and I think that the songs come from the perspective of a guy who's kind of seen some stuff made some mistakes, and the record is mainly centered around, gratitude and humility. That's what I've learned at this stage in my life. You know, you're younger, you've got a little bit of an ego, you get your feelings hurt. You're on the road all the time. You get a little older and you figure some things out. And I guess that's kind of the theme of my album. Plus I've got two sweet baby grandchildren, Bryn and Marco, and they are my inspiration. And they're also on there. You know, a picture of Brittany kissing him on the head is on the cover of my record. And so my family has inspired me. I'm watching them, you know, my daughters are the same age I was when I was out touring on the road with Trip Shakespeare and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
And that's part of it. The other side of my coming, I guess, latecomer as a guy putting out a record, but I spent the last 25 years as a front-of-house sound guy in town, too. So I got to work with so many great bands, and I think, I don't know, for my songwriting, I think that some of my favorites just maybe rubbed off on me a little bit.
And there's nothing wrong with that, sir. Nothing wrong with that. By the way, I want to compliment you on your musicians. You have yourself, of course, vocals, bass, baritone, guitar. You have Andra Suki. Ooh, that girl can sing. As backing vocals. I hope you give her a solo, man. She can really sing. Doug Christensen on percussion. And David Feely on banjo and mandolin. He is a beast. And I'm talking about the best. He's so awesome. Oh. So well done. Well done.
Oh, David Feely is an up-and-comer. He's a friend of mine.
He's not an up-and-comer. He up and came.
That's right. He's there, and he's not even 30 years old yet. He's got a whole career ahead of him, and people were surprised. I didn't know he played banjo and mandolin. I'm like, well, he also plays trumpet, and he'll run circles around you on lead guitar. So if you have
lead guitar, man.
That's right.
Hey, this album is 47 minute CD, and it starts with a rockin' fluid beat on The Finest Hour. Tell me what that song is about.
That was after my second Pfizer vaccine last two summers ago. Mm-hmm. I was united with my grandchildren. I hadn't got to touch them for a full year, you know. And it was the end of COVID lockdown, and the song it's about my first week with them sitting on the floor playing Legos, and it was the finest hour. It was the greatest moment of my life to hug my grandson for the first time. He was 7 months old. Yeah. We took it real careful with the COVID guidelines and everything, and it inspired the song, you know, and several others. So
yeah. One more question for you, Scott. Mm-hmm. One more question. You say that the best song on the album is Family Christmas Night Fight. Please explain.
That one, there was another reviewer that had said that that was his favorite song. That is a title. It's just kind of it's three small stories. It is, it's an attention grabber. The title is an attention grabber, and it's like, holiday season, you get all the family together. They've got all political persuasions, all different personalities, all different, in some cases, level of alcoholism, whatever have you. And everybody gets together and, you know, is family that one day out of the year. And then, you know, trouble ensues. And it's kind of a storyboard song like that.
Well, it sounds like you like to have fun with the titles of your songs. I'm looking at your title list. And I just want to say, we need to let people know that this is happening. Your album release show is happening at the Ice House in Minneapolis. The address is 2528 Nicollet Avenue in Minneapolis. This is happening on Friday, January 20th with special guest Patrick Tanner. And of course, I need to know what time you begin.
Patrick Tanner, he's the one who produced the album and played a lot of the instruments on it. He's going on at 8 o'clock, and mm-hmm. we go up at 9 o'clock sharp.
Well, congratulations on this, man. I need to listen to these songs. Scott Allen, I've never met you before, but I sure am glad that you joined us tonight. Thank you so much.
I really
much.
Appreciate you having me on.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Everyone, I just need to say that when it comes to Center Stage, the reason why it's so important to me and others, including yourselves, many of those that are listening, is that it really does give us a chance to continue to remember how gifted, how blessed we are in the great state of Minnesota. There are so many artists. I'm still trying to find some painters that are doing great things. There are people out there painting and sculpting and doing so much more. It doesn't always have to be about music, although that's my thing. So I do hope that you will stick and stay with us for Center Stage every Sunday night. And just know that it really means so much to me that you are here with us. Again, the name of that album is Before My Own Grown Eyes. Coming up next is the Mom and Michael Hour. And yes, Michael will actually be on with us tonight. He's been so incredibly busy. And then with all of that weather, yikes. All right, we'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.